This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As county supervisors move closer towards selling the 400-acre Sonoma County landfill site to a private company, the former manager of that facility still bristles whenever he hears references to the so-called leak that led to the dump's closure nearly 4 years ago. Ken Wells was the county's integrated waste manager when some contaminated water was found inside the protective liner beneath the garbage.
It turned out that it was actually something fairly common, and we repaired it rapidly. And nothing actually ever left the environment. The water that came out, we collected that in trucks and took it over to the treatment plant and had it taken care of.
The problem was traced to a faulty seam, Wells says, which was resealed, and that ended the seepage. But it wasn't enough to satisfy the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board.
Their determination was that we needed to show them a better way to design a landfill, and they withdrew their permit for us to put any more garbage in the existing site. So although other regulatory agencies feel we have plenty of capacity, the Water Board is the one agency that has determined that they are not satisfied that we can control our water impact.
Other landfills with the same issue in other parts of the state have been given more latitude, Wells says. He contends the North Coast Water Board enforced a stricter interpretation of the state's standards. One reason the county hired an outside attorney to challenge the ruling.
The Water Board staff were threatening to close the landfill. The county went out and found the most aggressive and successful attorney that had dealt with water boards in other parts of the state, brought them in at a hearing considering whether the landfill should be closed or not. At that point, there was a very adversarial approach to the situation.
Things went downhill from there, and the landfill had to stop taking new garbage deliveries in October 2005. Sonoma County's trash has since been trucked to Marin, Solano, and Contra Costa counties, and garbage rates have gone up 20% to 30% to cover the increased hauling costs. That's according to Susan Clausen, Sonoma County Deputy Director for Public Works. For the past year, county staff have been working on selling the dump to a private firm that could then reopen and operate it, Clausen said, although she declined to speak on tape. Negotiations with a potential buyer, rumored to be Waste Management, the trash industry giant that once held most of the local garbage hauling contracts, are nearly concluded. A public workshop on the dump's future is tentatively scheduled for August 5th. The actual sale agreement could come back before county supervisors in September, Clausen said. But even if approved then, the complex deal could take up to 24 months to complete. Clausen estimates the remaining capacity at the landfill at around 9 million cubic yards, enough to last another 14 to 17 years. But Mike Anderson, chairman of the county's local task force on waste issues, says his panel is concerned that a private operator's fiscal needs run counter to good public policy.
Private operations tend to look at everything with the profit motive in mind, and with the landfill, private company tends to want to fill that landfill as fast as possible to earn the equity on their investment as soon as possible. If we're to divert the waste, then that's less garbage going into a dump. That tends to make private owners want to import garbage from other sites to profitize their dump. We hope that doesn't happen here in Sonoma County.
Once that local land is filled, everyone agrees there will be no new dumps ever again anywhere in Sonoma County. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.